Phone Boy Speaks, episode 325, WhatsApp.
I had an occasion today to use an app that I used a couple times before, but I haven't really used it until now. It's called WhatsApp, and I was out with with the team that I work with at Checkpoint, and we were out in San Francisco and doing a little bit of sightseeing and, just kind of hanging out as a team. And we took a lot of pictures and, we're taking pictures of food and God knows what else, right? And just some of the sights and sounds. And I needed to share them with, the team of people. And one of the guys was saying, we use WhatsApp in Israel. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I hadn't used it in a long time. I have used it in the past, but okay. So that sounds like sounds good. So I had a chance to try it. And so we think pretty much everybody, with a group of people that we were with, except for one guy whose phone was dead, we decided to share photos, and this is how we did it. Now, unfortunately, the problem with WhatsApp, so on the good side that it was pretty easy to add in. You just use your phone number and it's not a big deal. It runs on either Android or iOS, which is nice. It also runs on some Windows 8 and a few other platforms, BlackBerry and a few others that, so if you have a modern smartphone, chances are it'll work, right? I mean, I think there's even a version for Symbian that still works. So there you go. I mean, it's not like, I know Symbian's not improving at all in the next couple of years, but yeah, there's a version of it. So I mean, chances are you can use WhatsApp on your phone. And you can make group, and so we were sending messages back and forth, we were sending, pictures back and forth to each other. But the downside that I noticed with this app is it doesn't send full resolution pictures, which, I guess we'll have to have some other way to share them, in the long term. But I guess it's a nice way to share photos for shorter, just like quick looks at them. This works, a lot of people do use WhatsApp. I mean, if you get right down to it, right? I mean, BlackBerry Messenger, yeah, it was used by a lot of people, but you had to have a BlackBerry, and that really limited its usefulness, especially as BlackBerries have become less in vogue. And yes, I know like 10 million people use BlackBerry Messenger or downloaded the new app, but not many people are using it. Whereas I know, a bunch of people that apparently in Israel are using WhatsApp. So, and it's nice because it works, because it just uses your data connection and such. But that was my one niggle with it. But is that the photos it shared were not high resolution. But in a group chat you can share text, location, photos, video and audio. And I didn't try the audio stuff out, but it's actually a very nicely done app, and the fact that it works cross platform is really cool. And also apparently you can use the same client on multiple phones, because I tried that on my Windows phone as well, and it downloaded added me. So anyway, long and the short of it is that, yeah, I can see why people like it. The app is free. The service will cost you 99 cents after the first year. So, definitely, something, something interesting. And, I would say, give it a try. If not, and the way you add people, I guess that's the other thing too, is that the identity is tied to the phone number. So you have to have somebody's phone number, to use WhatsApp. And that's, that can either be good or bad, I guess. But, so that's just one other thing to consider. But it is a nicely done app. It's been around for a while, and therefore, chances are, several of your friends have already probably used it at some point. But, it's not going to completely replace iMessage and whatnot for me, but, definitely a nice way to go. Say it's worth checking out if you're looking for something that, a cross-platform messaging solution that doesn't use your SMS or whatever, it just uses data. And, it also gives you some presence and stuff like that. So, I'd say check it out in your smartphone's, app store.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.